Blog Talk Radio.
The show tonight. It is 4th of July weekend, and we are here live for a 4th of July show. So exciting, folks. I've been off the past couple of weeks. That's right, helping my cousin move and building gardens and getting ready for survival situations and get my family ready and get myself ready. Focused on me and my family, and that's the way it goes, folks. You got to focus on your own family now. And try to focus on survival right now. That's right. Focus on your own family. Get your survival techniques in order. Get your garden planted. That's right, folks. That time. That's right. It's that time. Man, I tell you. We're almost 250 years old, folks. A couple of days is America's birthday. We're almost 250 years old. We've been following the same documents for 250 years almost. Why change them now? It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you think about it. We're almost 250 years old. This great country, this great experiment. But welcome to BIRN, everybody. I'm happy to be back. I'm on location. As you can hear, the air conditioner in the background. It is hot as hell. Yes, got the computer in front of me. Got my phone in front of me. That's right, folks. Laptops galore. Computers galore. iPads galore. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of gizmos up here. There's a lot of gizmos up here that I can play with. That's right. I like to play with gizmos. That's right. I'm happy to be back, folks. 4th of July weekend. Still moving my cousin. I think this is going to take the rest of the summer. This is a big job. You know, we got other people helping too. This is a big job. Big job. Moving from this wonderful state of New York to Pennsylvania. And basically taking everything with them. And this is a big house. They're moving into a big house. We're building a garden and with a greenhouse for them. I want to have a greenhouse in my backyard. Man, boy, that would look like a forest, wouldn't it? With a greenhouse in the back for the wintertime. Oh, I would love that. Oh, I would love that. Well, I'm having fun with this. I'm building my own garden. I'm building cousin's garden. I tell you, when it comes down to it, I love building gardens. Maybe I should do that for a living. I don't know. Too much work brings back the pain. I can't do it, folks. There were a couple of times when I was helping to move that I had to stop and sit down. Too much work brings on more pain. Can't do it, folks. Can't do this pain. Can't do this pain no more. Man, I tell you, I know how to not overdo it so the pain doesn't come back. And thank God I got my Calamar Scrambler therapy, which helps the moving process and the gardening process. If I didn't have Calamar, I would be in pain every day. And as it is, I'm in pain every day in some capacity, whether it's a one pain or six pain, whatever it is, depends on the humidity, depends on the stress. Yeah, see, the pain level goes up with stress, you know, and the pain level also goes up with too much exertion. So I must be careful. So I know when I need to stop. And I know I can't do too much work. And then when it's time to rest, it's time to rest. You know, and I've just been spending time with family. This is just the best time. You know, haven't been spending a lot of time on social media, rebuilding everything basically from the bottom up, keeping some of my old profiles, getting rid of others, you know, getting rid of some apps that I don't use anymore, bringing in some new apps that I love to use, great websites that I'm joining, my own websites that are coming out here soon. You know, so, you know, when it comes down to it, there's a lot going on, and I'm just focused on myself and focused on my family. And that's the main thing right now, you know. You know, because it's a survival situation. We're almost in a depression, folks. The news hasn't said it yet, but we're in a recession right now, a very bad recession leading to depression. And we are going to have a time of it coming up here shortly with food shortages and energy shortages and gas shortages. So just get ready, folks. Just get ready. If you're not ready, don't come to my house looking for gas. Don't come to my house looking for food. The door will be slammed in your face if you're not getting ready now. I'm forewarning you. No soup for you if you come to my door and you have nothing to barter. No soup for you. That's right. If you're not getting prepared, that's not my fault. I've been telling you for how long now to get prepared. We've been talking about this since May. Since April, we've been talking about this. So if you're not getting prepared, it's not my fault. Don't come to my house. No soup for you. Get prepared now. Start building your gardens. You still got time. Still can build a garden. Whether it's a little garden or a big garden, it doesn't matter. At least you'll have food. Start buying your meat now. I know the meat's high price, but start buying it now. Otherwise, you're not going to have it. Stockpile meat, folks, because it's going to be very expensive, and they're killing off all the cows. We're not going to have any meat. We're going back to primitive times. Remember that, folks. We're going back to bartering. A lot of people don't want to believe it. So fine. Don't believe me. It's fine. You listen to this show for a reason. You're here to learn. If you choose not to learn, I don't know why you're here. If you don't believe that there's going to be a food shortage, why are you here? I'm forewarning you. And if it doesn't happen, that's fine. Hey, we got free food in the backyard. You don't have to go to the store and buy it. So, hey, a win-win situation, right? If it happens, okay. If it doesn't happen, you got free food in the back. I got free food in the back. I don't have to buy beans anymore. I don't have to buy cucumbers anymore. I don't have to buy watermelons anymore. That's right. So if it doesn't happen and I'm wrong, which I hope I'm wrong, but if I'm not wrong, hey, no soup for you if you come to the house with nothing. I'm telling you, the door won't be open unless I see something in your hand to barter. That's the way it goes. Stuff in my backyard is for me and my family. Or if somebody has something to barter. Or if it's one of the people in my network. It's one of the families in my network. I don't have a problem giving that to them. See, I already built a network of people. I already know who's in my network. Build your own network. In your own neighborhoods, in your own communities. Sometimes you'll need to move to a like-minded area or a like-minded community, which is probably the best thing for you to do. But if you can't, build your networks in your neighborhood. This is all very important shit. And again, this might not happen, and I hope it doesn't. But if it does, at least you're ready and you're prepared. So, like I said, been building gardens. Gardens are looking beautiful. We're going to have fruit and vegetables soon. Oh, yes, folks. It's early in May. Took my time. Didn't exert myself. Didn't hurt myself. Had help. But I'm very proud of myself with chronic pain that I built the gardens that I built, that I helped my cousin move. Listen, it's not easy doing all of this stuff with chronic pain. But I learned how to do things with chronic pain. You can't just sit down and die with chronic pain. You just can't sit down and die. You got to get up and do stuff. You got to feel accomplished. Just can't sit there and do nothing and expect to live a good life with chronic pain. You got to strive things that you want to do. And I have. Even if you got to push yourself, go do it. But don't push yourself too hard. You don't want the chronic pain to come back with a vengeance. You need to understand your limits. You need to understand your limits. I know what my limits are. When I start feeling pain is when I stop and sit down. And I rest and I sleep. Everybody understands around me. I had to explain it to them 17 times, but they got it. They understand it. First couple of times, they laughed at me. And I was like, okay, you want me to help? Stop laughing at me. There's no joke. You know, when people don't see pain, they write it off. And they say, you look perfectly fine. You've been helping. Well, what's going on? How come you're bowing out now? Because I know my limit. I know what my limits are. Some of us exert ourselves until we're in the grave or in a hospital. Stop exerting yourself that much, especially in the heat. Stop and eat. I stop and drink if I need to. I know my limits. Do you know yours? I just feel so accomplished with all the stuff I'm doing this summer. I feel so accomplished and happy. I really do. I'm very joyful about what I've been doing. My garden, planting my cousin's garden, planting my uncle's garden. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm building gardens all over the place. You want a garden built? Now, I don't build other people's gardens unless I get paid. Yeah. But would I be willing? I don't know. It depends on the price. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you got to know when to stop and slow down, especially in 90-degree temperatures. Today was 98 degrees. I was exhausted today. I really had to slow down. I really had to take a nap. A grown man taking a nap. Yes. A grown man taking a nap. Is there something wrong with that? So what's the matter with a grown man taking a nap? Boy, did I need that nap. It was like a 2-hour, 3-hour power nap, baby. But still, I feel exhausted. I feel exerted. See, I just did what I could today, and that was it. I did a lot inside today. I couldn't do outside today. I couldn't do outside at 98-degree temperatures. And you need to know when you got to stay inside in the air conditioning. Because my foot swells up. My ankle swells up. My whole leg swells up when it's in the heat like that. So it's not only pain that I have to deal with. I deal with all kinds of symptoms as well. This is no joke. And to do what I've done with these symptoms and with this pain, I feel so accomplished and happy and joyful. You just have to understand your limits to do the same thing, to feel happy and joyful in your own life. Everybody has a right to feel happy and joyful. You just got to get there. You just got to do the work. Sitting on your ass isn't going to make you joyful. Not getting prepared is not going to make you joyful. See, I know I'm prepared, so I'm in joy. I'm happy. I'm prepared. Something happens, I got food. I've been stockpiling water. I've been stockpiling paper goods, stockpiling meat. That's right. So I'm ready. Are you? No. You're one of those people that doesn't believe it's going to happen. Okay. And like I said, if it doesn't happen and I'm wrong, I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that. I don't want it to happen. But guess what? If it does, I'm ready. So I suggest you get ready. And if you get ready, doesn't happen, you have a lot of food to eat. And you got a lot of food to garden. And you got a lot of stockpiled paper goods and whatever else you got. Okay? It's just getting prepared for a situation that is adverse. Think about it. Every time I go out, I buy two of every paper good. Bags. Double it up. I'm not hoarding. I'm stockpiling. There's plenty out there for everybody else. But there's a lot of people not getting ready. You're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. And like I said, no soup for you. Don't come to my house. Maybe somebody else will let you in, not me. Everybody that thinks the government's going to save them, don't come to my house. No soup for you. Unless you have something to barter. Now, if you got something to barter, well, we'll figure out what we can barter that. If you got some fish and you want some tomatoes, we'll give you some tomatoes for some fish. Same thing with meat. If you got meat, and you're looking for vegetables, we'll figure out what vegetables we could give you. But if you have zilch, you get zilch. That's it. Talking about protecting families here. Or be a part of my network. Because if you're a part of my network, whoever's a part of my network gets food. Now, of course, you got to be living in my community to be in my network. Be shipping food all over the United States. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on in this world. Unbelievable what's going on in this world. So 4th of July is here. And like I said, we're almost 250 years old. This is America's birthday coming up in 2 days. I don't know if there's much to celebrate this 4th of July, honestly, to tell you the truth. We're pretty much down in the dumps. But we're going to celebrate anyway because this is America and I love my country. I got my flags outside. I'm going to put my 4th of July flag outside tomorrow. Put my cousins out. Yeah, we're traveling too. Oh, we're traveling all over the place. That's right, from cousin's house to my house to uncle's house. All over the place. All over the place we're going. Building, doing things, moving. It is unbelievable what's happening this summer. But there's a lot of renovation going on, a lot of building of gardens, a lot of moving, just a lot of work. And it's family time. And it's me time. And it's time to focus on what I want to do. Focus on me and my projects and my radio show that I want to bring back. For many years, I wanted to bring it back. Just too much going on with too many other people's projects. No, now I'm focusing on me and my projects. And the things that I want to get involved with that honestly are not too much work. So all extracurricular activities for me are basically done. I took myself out of everything. I'm not a part of any other group but my own. And that's the way we're working it. And that's the way we're doing it. And I'm making me happy and I'm very joyful that I'm focused on me for once. And I'm focused on my projects and my website. And my family, and myself. It was a long time coming. I couldn't wait anymore. It was time to move forward. Social media, fun anymore. It used to be a lot of fun. I used to have a lot of fun on social media. It's like work. It's like effort now. I don't like work and effort. When it comes to social media anyway. I've been working my ass off outside of social media. Social media is supposed to be easy and fun. You post something and it stays up. Not you post something and 2 minutes later it comes down for hateful speech. And meanwhile, in the video, there was nothing hateful. So I don't get it, ladies and gentlemen. We don't even understand the words that we say anymore. What is hate? What is love? What are the things that we grew up with? What are they? What is a woman? What is a man? We don't know those simple definitions anymore. Because we've been so bastardized in this society. And we've been turned upside down to a point we don't know the meaning of the most simplest word anymore. And this is what we have to celebrate on the 4th of July. Bastardization of society. Country is very happy with the bastardization. The people that want to keep the country the way it was are not very happy. We're divided in this country. What are we celebrating? Division? There's no unity here.
even veterans that fought for this country say, this is not the country that I fought for. I saw videos the other day. Two old-time veterans on the video said, this is not the country that I fought for. Like 90 years old, 100 years old, whatever they were. Probably fought in World War II. This is not the country that I fought for, they said. But yet, we have half of the country that loves what's going on. Loves all of this garbage that we're seeing. I reckon, will they celebrate? Will they celebrate this America? Maybe they will. I mean, I plan on celebrating because I love my country. I love my flag. I love my Constitution. I love everything about America, except for the bastardization of it. Yeah, this is what happened in Rome, folks. Same thing happened in Rome when they started bastardizing the Roman society. That's when civilization went to hell and Rome started to decline. What do you think is happening here? The second coming of the Roman Empire, the second coming of the Great Depression, the second coming of the Civil War, the second coming of the Revolution. Second coming of the countercultural revolution of the 70s, which we're already in the midst of, is the cultural revolution going on right now. So when it comes down to it, folks, what will we be celebrating this 4th of July? To hear your thoughts. You know, send me your thoughts in PM on one of my social media mediums. Send me your thoughts in text message if you'd like. Send me your thoughts via email, because unfortunately this show we can't have call-ins because I'm on my phone on location upstate New York. I know what I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating old America, the America that I truly love. I don't like this America. The bastardized America. So I'll celebrate old America. And that wonderful piece of paper, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody wants to rip up and rewrite. Do you really think you can be like one of the founders of this country and rewrite that great document the way they wrote it? Do you realize the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were two of the best documents written in world history and you want to rip it up and rewrite it? Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. That they think they're scholars. That they could rewrite the Constitution. A lot of these people are stupid and inept. And I want to know what pipe they're smoking, what drug they're taking. That they think they can rewrite one of the best documents in world history. That's a pipe dream.
So what the hell pipe are you smoking?
So I'm going to continue celebrating those two great documents. Yeah. That great Declaration of Independence that helped us be free and independent from England. Actually started right here on July 4th. Oh, my God. That's why we celebrate July 4th every frickin' year. For almost 250 years. The anniversary of our country and the anniversary of our independence from England. You realize England used to be a powerhouse in this world and now they're just as weak as we are? Yeah, England used to be a powerhouse. England used to tell China what to do. Now China is telling England what to do.
Boy, that apple cider is good. I got some really great apple cider here, folks. I got some really great apple cider here, folks. And remember, oh, yes, very important. Make sure you're buying your batteries. I bought a lot of batteries upstate here today. Stockpiling batteries. Make sure you're buying your batteries. All different types. You never know which ones you're going to need. All different types of batteries, rechargeable, AA, AAA, C, D. You don't know which ones you're going to need. You better get them all. Don't come to my house. No soup for you if you don't have batteries. That's right. You don't think it's going to happen. It happens. Don't come to my house. Don't come to my house. Family, you know, a good friend, or in my network. The 4th of July is a poignant moment in our history. That's when we became independent. That's when our republic became independent. Rome started out as a republic, too. And look where they got. Their republic really got big. It was most of Europe. They were going into Russia, going into Asia, going into the Ottoman area. Going into North Africa at one point. It was a big damn empire. Same thing here, folks. We got a huge empire here in America. It's an empire. Don't tell me it's not. It's also a republic. The American Empire and the Roman Empire were built on the same means. Rome fell. Do you want America to fall? What are you going to do to save it? That's a good question, right? What are you going to do to save it? Sit on your ass and complain a little bit? What are you going to do? Do you want to save America? Do you give a fuck? Do you give a care that America is suffering right now? Do you care? Oh, no, America's not suffering. This is the utopia that we want. Oh, no. Maybe some people want this utopia, but not me. Sooner or later, the free stuff is going to stop because there's no free stuff to give out anymore. Then what? Then you start eating out of garbage pails and out of garbage dumps and garbage trucks. That's right, old pizza out of garbage trucks. You ever see that video in Venezuela where the old man is eating old pizza from a garbage truck? Is that what you want to eat?
But if you want to eat that, no soup for you. Don't come to my house. Don't eat that pizza at a garbage truck. You need to learn your lesson that utopia doesn't work. So if you want to live in utopia, no soup for you. Don't come to my house. So you're not going to get anything for free. You're either going to have to get something bartered, or you're going to have to knock down the door and run through my house and come and get the shit. And you don't want to do that either. That wouldn't be a smart thing to do. Nothing is free in this life. Even freedom isn't free. We found that out in the Revolutionary War, right? How many people died in the Revolutionary War, folks? Millions. To get our independence from England. And then millions died of Americans in our Civil War to hold America together, to hold the Union together over states' rights and slavery. How many Americans died to stop slavery? How many Americans died to help the southern states believe that they were getting the proper states' rights? So you really think freedom is free now? How many people lost their lives for slavery? How many people lost their lives to make America independent? How many people lost their lives stopping Nazism from going all over the globe, including America? Freedom. We had to preserve our Constitution. We didn't want Nazism in America. We didn't want National Socialism here. But guess what? We got that now. We got fascism now. So I'm going to still celebrate, but I'm celebrating old America. What are you celebrating? I'm celebrating the Constitution. I'm celebrating the women and men that fought for this country, that died for our independence, that died to end slavery, that died for proper states' rights, that died to stop Nazism and fascism from exploding all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what Vietnam was about, North Korea, the Korean War. We didn't want the spread of those ideologies. That's why we did what we did. We didn't have to do it, but we did it. We wanted to preserve our union and preserve our way of life and our freedom. We didn't want another ideology here until, nobody cared anymore in the 2020s. Just seems like nobody gives a shit anymore. Nobody cares. It seems like nobody cares, ladies and gentlemen. There are a few of us that care, but it's not enough. So I'm going to celebrate old America in 2 days. The America that I was born into, the America that I remembered, the 80s and 90s were the best decades to grow up in. I feel bad for the kids today. They're not going to know where we lived. They're not going to know what the 80s and 90s were all about. They're not going to know. They didn't live it like we did. They're going to live in a bastardized world. Where everybody gets offended if you say the wrong pronoun. To live in this bastardized world. I feel bad for them. I really do. The kids growing up today. They're not even 10-year-olds yet. I feel bad for them. I really do. I mean, we could do whatever we could do to preserve our freedom. But how many of us are there? If you love your country, you will fight for it. Freedom isn't free. Do you want to stay free? Do you want to have the right to freedom of speech? Do you want the right to bear arms? Where no other country has but us? That makes us unique. That's why everybody wants to come here. They love our uniqueness. They love our way of life. I don't know why anybody would want to come here now, honestly, to tell you the truth. It's so bastardized. I really don't know. So I'm celebrating old America. That's what I'm doing. I'm celebrating old America. I feel bad for the kids. I really do. They're going to have to pay a lot of debt. They have to pay a lot of money. If there's money, if there is currency by that point, oh, this guy thinks there's not going to be currency anymore. Yeah, there's some people that believe that we're going to have the same currency at the end of all of this. Are you kidding me? People look at me like I got 17 heads. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's what they say to me. You are a conspiracy theorist. Do you even know what that means? Do you even know what a conspiracy theorist is? Now, I'll give you an example. So the people that believe in science, you think they're conspiracy theorists? Oh, well, let's think about science. The people that love science. Follow science, right? Okay. What is science? Science is a bunch of theories and hypotheses that come together into theories. Oh, my God. Theories and conclusions. So, people that believe in science, believe in theories, who are the conspiracy theorists? If science is about theories and hypotheses that equal other theories and conclusions. Sounds like the people who believe in science are the conspiracy theorists. I'm just saying. Just saying, folks. Just saying. You know, so bottom line is the people that are believing in the science
believing in the vaccines and believing in the jabs and believing in contagion aren't believing in theories? Are they truly conspiracy theorists? They could be if they believe in science. But for 2 years, I've been talking to you. I've been calming you down. I've been focusing you on other things, getting us through COVID, getting us through the vaccine period. Should I get it? Should I not? Do your own research. People, do you know how to do your own research? Do you know how to pick up a book or go on a website and read a little bit? The people that say they do research, I don't even know if they do research. I research every day. I have time. I got a lot of time on my hands. Not lately, though. I mean, like at night when I'm not doing anything, I do some research. You know, I haven't been doing a lot of research. You know, I don't have the time with moving and building of gardens and getting ready for food shortages, you know, like everybody's supposed to be doing. Not a conspiracy theory. That is going to happen most likely, you know. So, you know, and when we're in a depression, you know, I urge you not to be one of those people in line to jump off the bridge or jump off the roof, okay, when your money is worth shit. All your hard-earned money is worth shit. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Is there going to be mass hysteria? Probably. Mass hysteria, which usually leads to civil war, usually leads to martial law. I'm celebrating old America. What are you celebrating today? What are you celebrating this weekend? There's fireworks going off right now. I don't know if they're celebrating new America or old America. I don't know. There's fireworks going off right now. They've been blowing up fireworks all damn weekend. They started Thursday. They started Wednesday. Bombs going off. I didn't expect the bomb to go off. And I jumped out of my seat and almost hurt myself. Fireworks, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I don't know what they're celebrating, new America or old America. This is new America. I like old America, the unbastardized version of America. So, the question is, what are you celebrating this 4th of July? What are you celebrating? Do you love what we have right now? You love not being worthy to buy food? You know, a lot of us are not worthy to buy food. Do you realize that I went shopping the other day? $238, whereas it's usually under $150. That's inflation, baby. You like it? I'm telling you, buy your meat now. I mean, it is high, but it's going to get worse. I would suggest going to buy your meat now.
I think it's very important to understand that all of us have the power in our hands. We all have the power in our hands. Either make this better or make it worse. This is our country. Do we care? That's the question. Do we care? Do Americans care? Do true-blooded Americans care? Well, if we care, what are we doing? I know what I'm doing. I'm doing radio shows. I'm building gardens. I'm getting ready for survival. I'm teaching people about survival. I'm doing my part. What about you? Are you doing your part? Are you helping out in politics? Are you doing your thing in politics? Are you helping your neighborhoods? Are you helping your communities? Are you doing something, or are you sitting on your ass? What are you doing? What are you doing to help America revive itself again? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you doing anything? I'd love to hear. PM me what you're doing. Email me what you're doing. What are you doing? Other than bitching and moaning about the high prices, about not being able to get gas for your car. What are you doing? A lot of people like to bitch and complain, but what are you doing about it? Are you doing anything about it? We have the right to bitch and complain, but we also have a right to do something about it. Bitching and complaining is doing nothing. It's wasting energy. That energy is something good. Help your communities. Help your neighborhoods. Help your elected officials. Make your area better. If they're willing to help. That is a lot of elected officials that are not willing to help. But what do you do with those people? Vote them out, right? I would hope so. So remember, freedom is not free, and we had a lot of people die for our independence and to keep our country together, spread of ideologies into our country. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I like being on location. I really do. I like the woods. I like just hiding out. I like just being here around family and around friends and focused on myself. I love it. I'm going to be doing things for me. I'm going to be helping my country. I'm going to do the best I can as a disabled American. There's only so much that I can do, but I'm going to do my part the way I see fit, and I'm going to feel accomplished, and I'm going to feel joyful and happy. Please know that I did something to try to help this declining nation. Oh, there's a lot of people, oh, no, this nation is declining. What world are you living in? What world are you living in?
Are you living in this world or another? What drugs are you smoking? Puckering. If you believe everything that we're going through right now is good, what world are you living in? You're obviously living in an alternate universe, but it's not the universe that I'm living in. And that's why we have a hard time in this country coming together as a united country, because we have two starkly different world views country, which is dividing us. We're living in two different worlds, two different realities. One reality, you wear a mask, you get 15 jabs, and everything is okay. The other reality is living in a country like we've always lived in, with freedom and love. So it's either we go back to where we came from, or we live in this new bastardized world. And that's why we have a major divide. And that's why it's going to be tough to live in the same country. With people with two different world views. And that's what happened during the Civil War. The first Civil War, there was a divide because people had two different world views. One wanted slavery. One felt that states' rights, they weren't getting the right proper states' rights. And the other differently and felt the opposite. And everything was good and well. And we were all living by the Constitution and all living by our freedoms. Two different world views don't work. That's how wars start. That's how strife starts. This will never change. This will never change if something is not done about it. We will continue to live in two different worldviews until something is done. You know, I love my country. I love old America. I love the people that love old America. I want to make this country back to what old America was. I love those people. I'm not living in the other reality. I'm not living in the other worldview. I want to preserve our nation the way it is. Under the Constitution, the best document, one of the best documents ever written in world history. That's right, 250 years of obeying that document, of living under that document. People that dare to say they want to rewrite it, that will kill the whole idea of celebrating the 4th of July. Because this holiday, we celebrate our independence. And if we rip up the Declaration, we rip up our independence. We rip it up along with our freedom and along with our Constitution. And we say bye-bye to old America and we welcome in new America. With being forced into new America. We should not be forced into any type of America but our own worldview.
amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing that we have truly half of our country that hates this nation. Are they going to be celebrating this new America? That would be interesting to know. Will they be celebrating new bastardized America? I would like to know. The 4th of July is a very important. And remember how many people died for that independence. How many people died for that independence to start this experiment that almost lasted 250 years? It's almost 250 years, folks. Are we going to get there? I don't know. Doesn't look like it at the moment. We're looking a lot like declining Rome right now. And there's a lot of people that don't seem to care. And there's a lot of people that don't seem to care. That's sad. That's really sad. I don't know what to say to that. I really don't know what to say to that. That there are people living in this country that don't care enough to save our freedom, to save their own freedom. Do they realize that they will lose their freedom just like we will all lose our freedom? Do you realize what you're losing? You're going to lose your freedom to say anything. You're going to lose your freedom to bear arms. Do you realize you're going to lose that right too? The people who are stubborn and stupid and inept, the people that don't believe this is all happening and we're all living in harmony right now, in this utopia. They don't want to save their own freedom. See, that's the sick part of this, is that they're going to lose their freedom too. They're fighting against freedom. They're fighting against our Constitution and our country, and they're going to lose their freedom, too. And they don't seem to care about that. That's the sick part of all of this, is that they're living under the same roof. So if we lose our freedoms, they lose their freedoms, too. And they're fighting against the same freedoms that we have. Hello, people. Hello. Maybe we need to knock on their heads a little bit. Oh, but no. I'll have you arrested for knocking on my head. Yeah, because that's the society that we live in. You touch somebody on the head that doesn't want to be touched, forget it, you go into jail for many years. That's right. Soon we're going to be going to jail for saying the wrong pronouns. Soon. We're going to jail for saying the wrong pronouns, ladies and gentlemen. People that don't find that to be a joke, I would like to understand a little bit. What we mean by all of this stuff. What do we mean by all of this stuff? Hey, that's the bastardization of America. That's what's making America backwards right now. People using their imagination rather than saying it the way it is. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
amazing the world we're living in right now. I wish there was more people that actually cared. There are a few. There are some. But where are the masses that we think are there, but they're really not? How many people do you really think are going to pick up arms and fight for this country if we need to? And I'm not advocating for any type of war, but it's inevitable at this point. It's inevitable at this point. Well, we are too far gone not to have some sort of conflict. Or some type of adverse event. We are too far gone. And again, this has been happening since the times of FDR. This is FDR's dream being played out. This is the end game of FDR's dream. We're almost there, FDR. This is what happens when you usher in democracy into a constitutional republic. This is what happens. But this has been happening for many, many years, almost 100 years, almost 100 years this has been going on. This is the end stages. This is the end stages. We're seeing the end of FDR's dream right now. He wanted to turn this country socialist, communist, Marxist. That's what he wanted to do. Fascist. Yeah, we didn't fully get rid of Nazism after World War II, by the way. That's what we're seeing now. So again, what are you doing to save your country? Do you love your country the way it is? Or do you want to make it better? Or do you want to make it worse? What do you want? What's your worldview? Because I will tell you, half and half doesn't work. We are too far gone not to have some sort of a conflict. Sucks. When is it going to happen? I don't know. Is it ever going to happen? I don't know, but we're going to keep living like this if it doesn't. There's no respect. Either side does not respect the other. Usually when you're having a battle with a bully, you know, it usually ends in a fight, and then you respect one another. That happened to me a few times. You have the fight with the bully, and then you respect each other. And you actually hang out with one another. And you get to know one another. Conflict happens, and oh my God, you have a newfound respect for that fucking bully. And same with the bully who bullied the bullyee. The bullier bullying the bullyee, right? So when it comes down to it, same thing in the country. That's why I call and say, if a conflict doesn't happen, we're going to continue to have no respect in this country, and we'll continue to have a division. This is a very sharp division, though. There's no common ground in this division at all. At all. At all. So are we going to save America? Are we going to fight for the country that we love? Are we going to fight for the freedoms that we have? That's part of the question. We have too many manipulators in this country. Big pharma, insurance companies, corporate America, media, government. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Too many chefs in the kitchen. Everybody thinks they have a way to save the world. 95% of those ways don't work. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So what are you celebrating this 4th of July? This was an interesting show, right? You think we were going to have all fun and games, right? No. No fun and games. Still a lot to learn. Still a lot to learn. Freedom is not free. So, if you think we're handing out freedoms for free, you're wrong. You think you're living in the utopia of freedom, you're wrong. Freedom is not free. Millions of people die for the freedoms that you have. Their lives were cut short because of the freedoms that you have. Many of them came home injured with no legs, no arms. No legs and no arms. A cripple. PTSD, and they still didn't get a thank you in many years. Freedom is not free. You lose a limb. You lose a life. You lose your mind. That's right. You lose your mind. This is no joke. War is no joke. I end with a question. What are you going to do to save the country that you love? Maybe I'll get some PMs. Maybe I'll get some texts and emails. Let me know. Do you love old America or you love new America? Because I'm celebrating old America in 2 days. And our old 250-year document called the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And I might be doing that with my family, but my family believes in old America. So what are you doing to save it? Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week on the 9th for another great show here on BIRN. Enjoy your 4th of July and ask yourself that question. What are you doing to save your country? Take care. Have a great night. See you next week.